The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Matt, I caught you checking out my package a second ago.
I was reading your shirt. I couldn't tell, like, what is bleach?
I always like to compare, like, penis sizes, though, all the time. Because he knows this is big.
Just to be able to, like, know that he's bigger than us?
Yeah, always.
I don't compare. I've never asked.
I saw it once on a picture.
You saw a picture of mine?
Yeah. You showed me.
You begged me to see it.
It was like...
You begged him to see it?
I didn't beg him to see it, but
both
me and
Todd... y'all.
I took you guys... multiple times.
I took y'all out in the hallway.
Don't call us out.
Because I didn't even want to show it to, like, the entire room, and I showed y'all a picture.
Oh wait, I think I do remember seeing that.
Yeah,
I think Todd saw it too.
And you said, "Nice,
nice cock."
Finish it.
Okay, guys, we have a very special guest here, but we need to do the intro before we start. So let's do it. It's coffee time, baby.
Don't
Oh, I'm fucking busting bullets already. Holy
Are
shit.
You?
Yeah, I'm really hot.
Okay. I already have drunken rosacea.
Yeah.
I'm and okay. So it begins.
This is going to be a drunk episode, unfortunately. Guys, welcome back to Zane Heath Unfiltered.
Woo!
That's you. And then our lovely co-hosts, Matt and Mariah. Always looking spot on, baby.
Pleasure Thank to be here.
Today we have a very, very special guest. She flew all the way from the UK. Here now we have... Brittany Broski.
Is that my camera?
Everybody give her a warm welcome.
Yeah. Yeah. Give them face, girly.
Hey, everybody.
Hey. Sorry.
Yes.
There we go.
I'm so happy
I know
you're here.
This is a long time coming. Mm-hmm. I have to tell all of you. I've been watching you since I was a mere child. Do you know what I mean?
Really?
Yeah, I was like 15, 16 in high school. Watching
what do you
the
know?
Vlogs, 23.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, for sure. Hold on. For sure.
Huh?
We've been in the game for a long time.
Oh, you watched us on Vine?
Like 2012, 2013, 2014. Hell yeah.
Okay, wow. Then what's a Vine that you saw from us?
Girl, Cremota Dragon was the first
vines.
One.
Named five Vines.
Named five Vines.
Prove it.
Oh my God. No, that's awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Did you make Vines?
I tried.
Why are you nervous?
No, because I was just laughing. I was laughing thinking about Brittany in like 6 seconds, though. Because like you're so much more than 6 seconds.
No, it was a lot. I tried. I tried real hard with the same sort of characters that I do today. It was a lot of like. I remember I made one that was like. Y'all ever try drinking the juice out of lava lamps? My stomach kind of hurts.
Was that you?
It. No, it didn't. You've go seen viral. That?
Oh man!
You're like, I love you.
It sounded familiar.
Humbled you quick.
So you've been wanting to do this stuff.
Well, it was always I've always done social media. It's just like I think it's fun. But
I always did it, but like nobody was watching.
Well, it was my close friends and my family that were right. Like, "Yeah, girl, you're funny."
We get it. We get it. You don't
we get it.
Thanks, yeah. Grandma.
You don't have to send us the link every time you post. But it was like I've always kind of posted and made my friends laugh. In college, I got a burp. Sorry, I'm drinking a Bud Light Michelada. In college, I had Snapchat and I would post literally like the TikToks that I post today. On Snapchat, and it was just like filters and accents and impressions and whatever. And there was a moment in time where, like, just randomly on Snapchat, I had like 2,500 people following me. So it was like, I've always kind of posted this shit online, whatever the fuck I post. And on TikTok, I got the audience that I probably could have had from the beginning. I mean, you said it, not me.
As you
but
should.
I mean, that I could have reached is more right. An apt description.
How long were you posting on TikTok before like you had one that just blew
seconds?
Up?
30 seconds.
It was the first one I ever posted.
Get the fuck out. God. I don't believe there's no what? Way.
The first one I ever posted was Depression Meal Check, and it was me laughing at the chocolate chips and brown apples.
Oh, I've seen that. That was the first TikTok
that
you posted.
That was the first TikTok I ever posted. I was working at a bank at the time, 9 p.m. on a Tuesday. I was like, fuck, TikTok's fucking stupid. Woke up the next morning and my friend sent me a Reddit link of my video on r/contagious laughter. And it was, she said, is this you? And I said, yes, what the fuck?
Oh my God.
Someone had downloaded my video and uploaded it to Reddit.
Damn, so you started on Reddit. That's sick.
I started on Reddit and the next morning I woke up, it had 30,000 likes. And I had like 10,000 followers. The numbers on TikTok, like no other fucking platform we have seen these numbers. No.
They're very in our favor. The creators' favor.
We thought it was fake at first. We're like, there's no way these numbers are real.
Yeah. I was like, how did I buy these followers? Like,
it looks like we buy these followers and it looks like we buy these likes too. It makes no sense.
I don't know who these people are, but like just I feel like how democratic the app is and how things can go viral. Mm-hmm. I mean, from the get-go, I had a following. So it's kind of been daunting. But I mean, I've been posting this shit forever, so it wasn't the creativity part of it hasn't been a struggle. The audience part of it's been a struggle of like, oh, sometimes you know what was
the
funny
inconsistencies.
Yes, and what was funny 7 years ago isn't funny today, sort of thing. So
you don't say.
It's been a learning curve, but yeah, having like a fan base now, being like looking forward to your, I have your post notifs on. It's like why, why?
It's very
you want
strange.
A text message that pops up to the let you know that I
like I know I'm mentally ill, but y'all are equally as ill if you're looking forward to my content. So I don't know. It's weird having people. Fuck with what I've always been doing.
Yeah.
It's just like now. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
You're just being yourself.
Yeah, for sure.
Everybody's
yeah.
timing's different.
Absolutely.
So you're Brittany Broski.
Yes.
Broski.
but not.
Is it Polish?
We were recording beforehand. We're not recording. And he was like, "Don't ruin our magic." You Polish? And I was like, "That's not my real last name. Y'all think that's my real last name?"
If that's your stage name, ain't a lot of glitter with Broski.
No, it's not. You want the backstory? So my real name is Brittany Alexis Tomlinson.
Tomlinson.
Oh my goodness.
I thought it was Tomlinson because you were taking a last name from like a.
Everybody thinks I'm like a Louis Tomlinson fan account.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought you. Sometimes when I saw that, I thought it was because it was like a fan.
Oh, everybody thing. Did. But you think I wasn't 14 years old DMing Louis Tomlinson? We're cousins.
Oh, 100%. I get it all the time when I see a Tomlinson.
I'm like, we're cousins. I swear. DM me back.
Tell grandma, say hey.
Literally. In freshman year of high school, you remember like, that was like what, 2012? Bro-tato chip. All that.
What is
remember
that?
Like,
what's
bro. That? Like, you like, what's up, bro-tato chip?
Nope.
Oh, so it's like a broski?
Yes. It's like, what's up, broski?
I thought that was the funniest shit.
Wow.
I'm thinking it's this old Brosky. Polish name.
Yeah.
I thought it was like broski. I thought it was just like this like.
Girl, I'm white, but not that type of white. I'm English white, not Polish white.
Oh, yeah. It's
like the broski.
What's up, broski?
Yeah. Wait, yeah. But wait, why is there the open. W? It's browski.
Excuse me?
What? No, broski. Like,
is
bro,
there no
so
W?
My broski.
No.
That's what she was saying.
No, it's
my Google got it wrong.
Like bro, tato chip, bro, all of that. Like, there were all the different differentiations of the word.
You should have named it like broski so we could see it was a joke instead of your actual last name.
Sorry, I was 13. I wasn't thinking when my career blows up.
So
no,
it's
like,
broski, not browski?
It's broski.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
You know, when we met at the Streamies, by the way, drunk.
Oh, Heath and I were so nervous.
That makes me feel so good because I was so nervous. Every single creator I've ever looked up to, all of y'all included, was in that fucking room. And I was like, how the fuck am I supposed to stand up on stage and be like, may I take your hat shirt?
So good. They couldn't have picked a better person.
You looked amazing. I loved your outfit.
Thank you. No, it was a lot. And it was really like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm here. But we were drunk and I came up to all of y'all and I was like, I love you guys. Hi. And then we took a selfie together. And then I heard on the podcast the next week, you were like, I met Brittany Broski. And I said, the disrespect I have never
She's
felt
like,
in my life.
Because
my
when you say broski, it just doesn't sound. It doesn't,
sounds like broski.
Exactly.
It is.
So
that's crazy.
Wow.
That is,
yeah, I'm just like a guy's
known.
Girl.
You are mental.
Yeah. I'm just one of the dudes.
I'm just one of the guys.
Yeah. I don't really vibe with girls.
Yeah. Always making jokes. I just don't like drama. Like
they just like get me better.
It's a good like X Games name.
I only hang out
for sure.
Like Brittany Broski coming out the.
Like on SSX Tricky. Choose your character, Brittany.
Literally.
Have you tried skateboarding?
Girl, does it look like I fucking skateboard?
I don't know.
These lashes. No.
Yeah. So would you want to transition to traditional media?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I've got...
I feel like you're the next Rebel Wilson.
Oh, thank you, bye. I
don't know. It's only because of the accent. That's all.
She's
wait,
so
Rebel
good.
Wilson's Australian.
But I'm saying, like... Oh, personality-wise,
I have some big goals and dreams. Number one, Disney Pixar. Are you kidding me, dude? How fun would that be to be like a voice actor in like a Disney film? I feel like it's the first. Lily Singh aside, there is room for the first female late night host. David Dobrik is clearly next for the Tonight Show. I mean, like, it's just kind of a given. But
would be the next female.
Yeah,
host.
He's good.
I agree. First woman host of the Tonight Show. But I feel like there really is a vacuum that needs to be filled. It's fucking time.
Yeah, I agree.
Ellen, but that's daytime television, and Ellen fucking sucks. Sorry, Ellen, if you're listening.
I don't think Ellen's listening to our podcast.
She's on her treadmill, just like taking out her AirPods and tossing
on like a Peloton, like a really, really nice one. She's watching like the workout screen.
Screw these guys. No, that's definitely like in the dreams and SNL. I'd love to do it.
Yeah,
SNL.
I totally see you on
that.
SNL.
I'd love to do it. It's hard though.
Have you been like trying to like involve yourself in it? Do you do like auditions for voice acting? Like
I'm working on like characters and musical impressions and all that, but it's just so fucking hard. You get one chance and that's it.
I heard you can only audition for SNL one time, and if you don't make it, that's like you're done.
Yeah, that's it.
You have to do it at the right time.
Really?
I kind of like that.
Perfect. It has to be under 5 minutes. 5 minutes is all you get. It has to be like, and here's my impression of freaking someone like shooting a dove. and it has to be funny. And then you have to move on immediately to the next one. And it has to be like 10 in a row, a musical impression, and then, you know, fucking whatever else is in the audition. And then, yeah, that's
it. Yeah, you
it.
Have you to have totally original characters and impressions. And then
and you have to be able, and they love political impressions too.
Of Girl. Course, it comes very useful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Imagine the people that are like in the auditions watching is the whole cast. Mm-hmm. Like there's, oh, is that how it is?
No, it's Lorne Michaels and a couple other people. Lorne Michaels is like an 85-year-old.
Brittany Broschke.
Do you have any impressions?
Don't put me on the spot.
Well, she said she wants to audition, and that's like,
he's like, prove it.
Come on, baby, this is your 5 minutes. I submit it for you and fuck you up.
It would definitely be like an Essex character. I would do a British one, probably Adele. I could do Adele easily. Like if they were ever to do like a skit, if they put me in the big wig and whatever. So it would do like, this is my album. I'm Adele. It's 25.
But that was then good. Her,
thank you so much.
Yes, that.
I had to throw something at you. I had to throw something at you.
You're like,
you
know? No, girl, it's good. It's really good.
No, keep going. Wait, no, we're loving this.
Now, wait, Adele's from Essex.
No, she's from, oh, fuck, where is she from? South London, something like that?
Oh, South she's London. A South, she's like a Southie.
I don't know. I'll be honest with you, babe. I don't know. You know don't know. Like, yeah, I don't know.
Now, can you do
my
more?
God.
Can you do a posh accent? Like, can you switch
well,
it up?
Quite like, yes, if you like over a glass of tea. Like
oh, wow.
Tea.
Wow.
Yes. I haven't heard that one yet.
Yes, it's like an old librarian. Yeah. In the front of the mouth, in the tongue.
Oh, wow.
Matt is sweating.
Zane, do your best British accent.
No, because Matt well, just wants to
well,
do
Zane's
it.
Which one? Matt just wants
to why? Which one? That's Australian.
No.
Why? He said, good eye, my ass.
He got chim chim.
Matt, someone talk British so I can like kind of...
Well, look.
How you doing today? What have you done today?
How are you doing today? I'm quite aggy with you.
I'm quite aggy.
What is aggy?
Aggravated.
Oh. Look, I really fancy him. I think he's real fit.
Oh, don't they talk fit. With the front of their teeth, like the front of the mouth?
Yeah, thank you, babe. It's sort of like, do you know what I mean?
You know,
oh my gosh, that's so cool.
That would be one that I would do. And then,
I want to try it, but I don't want to embarrass myself.
Just do it.
Girl, all right, give me one.
Okay, you could say, I think I fancy him like a lot.
Oh, I think I fancy him a lot.
That's Australian.
That's just Southern America.
I'm like, I think I fancy a lot.
Yeah.
You know, we all lose it once you get a certain age. It happens.
Y'all's prime was never.
Shit. And we're still waiting.
Shit, we're waiting on it, I guess.
And the race is on.
You said you worked at a bank. That's yes.
Did you put the little sucker in the tube and send
Teeny
it?
Bank?
Oh. Chase. Seemed like a Chase no. gal.
It was a
Wells Fargo.
It was a regional North Texas local bank. And I got the job through a mutual friend. And Taylor, if you're watching, I said mutual friend. She's my best friend. Sorry. She's going to be so mad at me. But it was her
Thank
mom
you,
worked for it and got me the job. Anyway, I worked in trust and investment services.
People trusted you?
People trusted
people
me.
People invested in you?
It's these eyes. I got these puppy dog mm-hmm. eyes. I worked in wealth management and estate planning. So it was like,
oh my goodness.
I'm sorry.
Why is
that funny?
Yes.
Yeah, no, it's just so yeah, funny to
funny
see where
that?
She's at now. Like,
I can totally see it though.
Yes.
But oh, because you can fake real quick. Because all of our
yeah,
clients were like,
it,
it was like trust fund babies or it was like 85 and up, just people with fucking millions of dollars worth of assets. And I'm like, may I take your answer? And so I would follow my boss to like meetings where it would be like, you know, someone's recently come into a lot of money and we have to like, this is boring, but like put their money into different
ooh,
like
your eyes light
accounts.
Up to your light. We should
really have you open up a CD.
Yeah.
I'm like, have you considered like money market accounts? But I worked there for 3 months. I was bored to fucking tears, bitch. I was organizing paper clips by size and color. And I'm not joking. They were not giving me things to do. And so I was on my phone. And that was when the kombucha meme happened. It was around August 2019. I was bored to fucking tears in my apartment. I went grocery shopping one day after work. And I just watched Cody Ko's video about kombucha, the kombucha yeah. king thing.
That was really your first time trying it?
Yeah. No, that was my honest to God
genuine
reaction.
She's authentic.
Yeah. She's real.
She's
relatable.
She's trusted.
But yeah, so I Thank set up my camera and I just kind of taste tested it. And I got some like cream soda flavored bullshit. It was really
bad. A cream soda flavored kombucha.
Well, that's why. I said
they're doing different the flavors. Stuff nowadays,
I like the Synergy ones.
Girl, you're ill.
What?
Synergy. The Synergy is actually pretty. No, it's like good for you.
I well
says GT Dave.
I used to have kombucha all the time. I drank it I drank it every day for like 2 years.
A lot of people did.
Yeah.
The one I tried, I was like, "Girl, what the fuck is this?" And the little floaties in it.
Isn't it? It's like it's like amoebas. It's like bacteria.
It is a SCOBY.
It does taste like you're mixing just finding anything in your closet in your or in your pantry and you just mix it together with vinegar and then you drink it.
And Matt's like,
It's fermented.
So it tastes like somebody poured Crystal Light and fucking apple cider vinegar.
Yes.
But your reaction was so perfect because it's exactly what people think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're confused. You kind of like it for a second.
But it transcended. I mean, this was my first kind of experience with like when you post something online, it's no longer yours. It does not belong to you. And that was a hard lesson to learn. Thank you so much. Yeah, I went to college. It was a hard lesson to learn because like I was still working at the bank. So I thought I was being proactive and I showed my boss, 59-year-old Southern lady, didn't know what YouTube was. I was like, I'm safe. But on the off chance that she saw it, I showed her and I was like, this is me. This, I posted the video, but if you see the caption, me when I ate ass for the first time, girl, I didn't post it. Let's understand that really quick.
Me trying to get a promotion. You see that? You see the likes?
It was such a meme and people were using it.
And she didn't understand what a meme was. So I was worried that she was going to think that I was the one posting my face being like me when I tasted cum for the first time.
Oh my God.
Like, girl, it's not me.
I showed her
the original video and then the side-by-side picture that went viral and I was like, understand what's going on, and she was like, all right.
Can you imagine being at a bank and just be like, hello, what's going on here?
Wait, so when you were still working there, did somebody come in like, are you?
No, because I in our little department, this
she
is
blew
a
up real
bank.
Quick and she quit the next day.
I didn't give them time to come in.
Yeah. Yeah. People can't see me working here. I'm gone.
Yeah. I got shit to do.
It was like about 2 weeks later, and she pulled me into her office. She said, "Brittany, I found your YouTube. I found your Twitter, your Instagram, your TikTok, your Snapchat." I said, "Cheryl, you didn't even know what Snapchat was 6 weeks ago. How the fuck do you know what it is now?" She found everything. And she was like, "You need to decide if you want to be a meme or if you want to be a corporate professional."
Oh my God.
I have rent to pay. Of course I want to be a corporate professional.
I want to be a meme.
It's crazy. Like,
of course I want to be.
I owned a business and one of my employees was getting big on it, I would want them to stay so bad.
Keep because the exposure. You understand the value of having someone who is versed in online culture.
A lot of people think it's just a negative thing and that's it.
Yeah. Absolutely. And that's what she said when eventually, well, moving on like 2 days later, she brought me into her office and she was like, she slid a piece of paper across the table and she was like, "We're going to let you go. Pack up your shit right now."
She wrote it down.
She wrote, it was a printed out piece of paper that was regret to inform you. And Texas is an at-will employment state, if you know that. The first 90 days of being employed, they could fire you because you're ugly. And you can't pursue legal action against it. They fired me on the 89th day. The work they could out of me, and then they let me go. They said the reason that I was being fired was I was on my phone too much.
Because with Uncle Julio's.
The chip company?
The daily... What are you talking about? Uncle Julio's over there on the tollway in Keller Springs. They let me go.
Yeah. I know exactly who that is.
Yeah, Uncle Julio's.
Dallas girls.
They let me go. That's right.
I feel like you switch it to four different people when someone's talking. You're like, wait, no, what?
That's the epitome of kombucha girl. That was literally kombucha girl.
That was great. No, I love watching you just change in seconds.
Sorry,
it's crazy.
Girl.
So yeah, you were on your phone too much.
So I was on my phone too much, which means I was taking hour and a half long bathroom breaks scrolling on Twitter because I love to see the memes and I didn't want to sit at my desk and be like, you know, oh, like that's disrespectful to my boss, so I made sure to remove myself. I went to the bathroom.
You were so polite.
Just tell them you were looking through clientele paperwork and shit.
Oh, I'm reviewing the State of the Union.
Yeah.
And so I that's what they listed the reason as. They made me pack up my shit that day. And I called my dad on the drive home. So dramatic. I was like, Dad, I'm so embarrassed to tell you this, but I got fired from my bank job.
Because I'm famous.
Because I'm beautiful and amazing and famous and funny.
And people love me and want to see me.
And people love me.
I would be still so proud of my daughter. Like, even if she got fired, I'd be like, baby, that means you're doing so well.
You're going to be a great dad.
Your job has to fire you because you're doing so well.
Zane only cares about the retweets. Well, how many retweets did you get? Well, then it was worth it. Yeah. Okay.
Like, well, there was no engagement. Like,
what's your engagement?
Hey, baby, can you tag me in the next post? I'll get you ice cream.
Credit me.
Parents do better.
Don't even get me started. Don't get me started on that guy.
Do better.
Oh, parents do better.
Oh, no, no, no.
It's not that kind of show.
There's sweat dripping down my back.
Wait, can we continue then? What happened after you guys?
Okay, so I got fired. I called my dad and I was crying. I was so embarrassed. I was in the car and I was like, I got fired from my bank job, but I'm going to get a job at Outback Steakhouse. Don't worry. Like, I'm going to be a waitress. I'm going to do whatever. And he was like,
I'm going to make you proud.
I saw those blooming onions. Don't you worry, Papa. Don't you worry.
But for real, I was like, I have to make ends meet. And my parents are not the type of parents that are like, well, just move home, baby. It'll be okay. My dad was like, damn, that sucks. Figure it out.
Yeah.
I like that.
But it's definitely, you know, like, it teaches you responsibility. So, he was like, B, I trust you to make ends meet and you do what you have to do and, you know, call me for advice. And I was like, okay. So, I started applying for like On the Border, Outback Steakhouse.
On the Border.
Yep.
Cracker Barrel. And, a week later I got my first brand deal and it was with GT Dave's Kombucha. So there it was very full circle.
That's fucking sick.
It was very full circle. They flew me out to LA. While I was out here, I met with like Twitter headquarters, Instagram headquarters, Facebook headquarters, Snapchat. They offered me a Snapchat show, like all this shit. I was like,
how did you just naturally adapt? Like, you're just such a natural.
I don't know.
Were you just like, what the hell is going on?
You've been making so much content. You've been watching like all of the social media stuff. It was just kind of in you. Were you like, you were like, this is what I've been watching and now I can play ball.
That's what it was. Is I've been a consumer of this shit for so long, and now to be, you know, like in the field with the big players is like, what the fuck? Who am I? Like, what am I doing here?
That's how every single person feels.
And it's and the more you realize that, it's like, damn, nobody knows what they're doing. Yeah, you know, right. It's very comforting in that regard. So
you have such a good sense of humility about it too. Yeah. Like a lot of people like just like take it and they go, of course, I deserve this. Girl, is where I need to be.
Imagine having an ego because you're a YouTuber.
it all depends on how you started too. It's like if you worked every day, like if you worked a lot, like you lived with your parents, you like were taught to just be humble about everything. You made your money. You paid for your own shit. You don't turn out to be like a fucking dickhead when you like get into this shit.
But that's why I feel bad for this age of like TikTokers, because even though I'm grouped into that, girl, I have a college degree. I work 2 white collar corporate jobs in America. Like I know, you know, if all this ended tomorrow, I could assimilate back into society.
Yeah. But you went to A&M.
And what about it, Matt King?
Matt King.
And what about it?
What's A&M?
Yeah, Texas, what's A&M? They're asking.
Texas
tell the people.
A&M is my college, and Matt King has a lot to say about it.
Must not been a good one. I've never heard of it.
Wait, so did you go to A&M because you didn't get into UT?
It's Texans talking, man. That's
very bold of you to say. I toured UT and I said, oh, so this is how it is. And I didn't even apply. You want to know something, though? This is humbling. Okay. I applied to Baylor and they waitlisted me.
Oh, so you wouldn't have got in.
I wouldn't have got in.
I'm kidding. Y'all got good traditions.
We do. It's very culty.
Did you do your ring dunk?
You bet your fucking ass.
What is that?
At Texas, so here's a tradition. At Texas A&M, there's a tradition where when you get your class ring, you dunk it in a pitcher of beer, and you have to do it as fast as you can. And it's tradition to throw up afterward.
You dunk it in the beer.
You chug the beer, and then you're supposed to like end with my swollen, sweaty hands with the ring in your mouth like this. And that's like whoever has the shortest amount of time is like the winner or whatever. And you do it with all your friends and they're like themed. So they'll do like Dunko de Mayo.
Okay. And this like is that. When the UT students are like, mm-hmm.
Okay, UT's fight song is literally about Texas A&M. So shut the fuck up.
Whoa.
Anyways.
She put you in your fucking place.
And we say goodbye to A&M. What are you laughing at? Isn't that what we say?
I don't know what Texas fight song is.
Texas
Matt
fight.
Cannot let go of college.
Yeah,
like,
let go.
Can let
he
it
can't
go.
Let go of Texas.
You're like Sandy Cheeks. Give it a rest. Oh my God. Oh my God.
That's you and me both.
But we're like from the same zip code.
No, literally, yeah.
You're from Louisville.
I feel very connected to you. And Scott Hoying.
You want to switch seats?
Scott Hoying, he's from...
somewhere in Dallas.
Scott Hoying.
Wait, hold on, I know it. He went to... Not.
I can't feel my fingers.
Allen.
Yeah, you're drunk.
I can't feel
something like that. Fingers when I'm on the podcast.
No, yeah. Scott Hoying used to live behind me.
Really?
Yeah.
Girl, he's in the Hollywood Hills.
I know.
Now.
He's great.
Anyway.
Wait. You went to Louisville. Sorry, can we talk about this?
Is this Texas talk or what the?
Can I say one thing?
Yeah,
now?
Yeah, say one thing. Go
Brittany,
ahead.
When we met, I invited you to my Christmas party.
And I wasn't available.
I know.
I
you
feel
went,
very bad.
You went to Houston?
I did. This was before Corona.
Come I know. On. I was at the Christmas party. I was getting everything together. I'm like, guys, Brittany Broski's coming. Kombucha
no.
girl. She's my friend. She lives
like
right
you're
up
a
by
zoo animal. The kombucha girl's about to arrive. Everybody take your places.
Everybody get
flyer.
A kombucha. We're going to stand around. We're going to offer it to
it'll
Christmas.
Be funny. No, it'll, she'll get it. It'll
Christmas
be
kombucha.
He's got like one of those quarter machines. You get like a shot of kombucha. You get to like bring it up to you.
You get to high five me.
Pin the kombucha.
You just objectify me the whole night. Damn, so glad I missed that. No, it was
sounded
was
like
so
a great
nice.
Party.
Yeah, that was so nice. I was. Can we talk about the Streamies really quick?
Yeah, go
fun
ahead.
Fun night. What a fun night.
By the way, the Streamies, before she could do Streamies, is an award show for like social media.
Yeah. Very yeah. lame. Love you, Streamies.
We'll do it again.
When you think about it, I mean, when you're outside of the internet bubble, it's really like, who are these people?
It is.
And no, literally, trying to explain it to my grandparents was so humbling. It's like, yeah, it's all these people who, and what do they do online? Well,
so they're in movies. Well, you're like,
well,
they might.
YouTube videos. Okay, what are the YouTube videos? They,
I don't
but the internet is
need.
So big though. Like
yes.
it's like it's endless.
Yeah,
it's like the Oscars, at least everybody's kind of tied to the same project in
yeah.
that area. It's just like
they I just
get
don't
so
think
so
internet I don't think internet people or internet shit needs it like a whole award show. Like
I do. I think
no,
what
I
we
think
do
so.
Online
really?
Yeah,
I think
it's
think,
a good idea.
I
think they
cool.
just need to revamp it.
Yeah.
I think they need to step it up because it's not taken seriously.
I feel
it
like,
could be cool.
You guys know
there is a podcast category.
This is our highlight reel. Nominated where the crowd were like
what I think it is we feel uncomfortable with the idea, but I think people that watch us and support us are really excited about it and excited to vote for us.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, if we're nominated, that's like a big deal, like your favorite creator, and then seeing them win I feel like is cooler to you know the people that actually voted than us.
Girl, I yeah. got you.
Because I feel like we're in like a weird situation where it's like we somehow feel undeserving.
Yeah, because I see the yeah. Grammys, I see
right.
the Golden Globes, and I'm like, oh wow, these people are actually fucking incredible. They're so talented. They deserve these awards, but like, I for some reason,
we
and
feel
I'm not,
weird. Like,
I'm
not
bashing
guilty,
anybody.
But like weird.
Yeah.
I think being humble is definitely much needed in this space. But at the same time, think about how much y'all do in a week, and it may seem like nothing because you're just filming your lives. But when it comes down to coming up with ideas, editing, keeping to a strict posting schedule, constantly forcing yourself to be creative.
Girl,
it's
are you
a lot
talking about
you're
yourself.
The right?
No, I'm fucking.
We
right.
used to be like that. It's gone down a little bit.
Well, quarantines,
it's hard.
Quarantines affect everybody, but I'm talking
yeah.
about like maybe 2016, 2017, Dana Heath, Vlog Squad, whatever.
The pioneer days.
Yeah, the golden
the old frontier of YouTube.
But seriously, I mean, when you think about how much y'all were doing
yeah.
in a week. It's a lot. So, I don't know. It's what'd you put out? What is that?
Oh, we were like the pioneer days. We pantomimed a cigarette.
Put it out.
I was like, shit, pass it over here. What the fuck are y'all doing?
What are you hiding from me?
Anyway, but I'm serious. Like, I saw this thing on Twitter and I was like, damn, that's kind of true. Like, imagine trying to be creative 24/7.
Yeah.
You can't.
Yeah.
And, oh, let's get deep really quick.
Okay.
Okay.
I was thinking recently about like social media used to be my escape because I used to work at, before I was at the bank, I was in an insurance brokerage, and I was fucking miserable.
Insurance brokerage?
I was a licensed insurance agent. Look at me. Hey.
Damn, you did it.
I was
people
misled.
Trusted
health,
you
health
this
insurance?
Much?
It's not Jared from Safe Harbor, it's Brittany.
It's, yeah.
What are you wearing, Brittany? Bell bottoms.
A Princess Diana t-shirt.
A Bud Light sweatshirt. No, but I literally was, you know, I was in it. I was in the trenches with corporate America, and it was horrible. I worked a customer service job.
Sorry.
What?
I just love the trenches of corporate America. It's just a good line.
$38,000 a year, working 65-hour weeks, answering phone calls from off middle-aged white people about their home insurance policies. So they'd call me and be like, in Texas, my washing machine flooded my whole first floor, and God damn it, everything's wet. Is this covered on my home insurance? And I would have to pull up the notes where I have verbatim him saying,
no,
fuck y'all's home insurance premium. I don't want that coverage. Eat a dick. And I'd have to be like, sir, on this date at this time, you declined this coverage. And he'd be like, fuck you. I hope you die in a hole. Click.
Oh, my God.
That was what I did for 9 hours a day.
I would have practiced my voices every phone call. Did you ever change it up?
Sometimes I would answer British.
What got the best result?
So cool. Oh, when I acted Southern back to him. Because I have a little bit of a Southern twang, but I'd beef it up. I'd say, how y'all doing today? Okay, let's do it. Okay. Now you got
No, we're going to get through
it. Yeah. You got to beef it up. You got to match their energy. Because if you come on like, thank you for calling, blah, blah, blah. Like, sorry, we don't do that. They're like, this stupid ass 20-something-year-old doesn't know what she's talking about. But if I'm like, and how you doing today? And then, oh my God, is that a puppy in the background? You know, you tell me how old it is.
The whole experience is just better. Like when people match my energy when I'm on a phone call, it's like, it's going to be a good fucking phone call and shit's going to get done.
Some people get mad. People that have like angry energy, then if you match their energy, they get pissed off.
But sometimes you have energy.
You have to put them in check.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'd say, sir, if you're going to keep talking to me like that, I will end this phone call and you can call back and talk to somebody else.
Very good.
And you can wait in that 30 minutes.
And you can be on the fucking wait line for 45 minutes because I'm looking at the TV right now and it's
she's
a
in the bathroom for
wait.
That 45 minutes on Twitter.
And sir, we will put you on the bottom of the list.
Oh, I used to do it too. I literally, this was before TikTok, but I used to be like, let me put you on a brief hold. I'm going to look into that for you and I'll be on YouTube.
That's very good.
It's all a part of your journey.
Fuck
I love
the customer,
that.
Bitch.
I've always wondered when you're on the phone with like a customer, can you hear them if you put them on mute? Like, or like, not mute, but like, hold.
If I say, let me put you on a brief hold, and I mute myself, and they think that I put them on hold.
You can hear them.
Yes!
Oh! Okay. I've always wondered, because I've been saying shit, and I'm like, I have a feeling they hear me.
If you're hearing the hold music, they can't hear you. But if it's just, let me put you on a brief hold, and it's silent, girl, they muted you, and they can hear every fucking thing.
Oh, really?
Me, every time they put me on mute, I'm like, I can't understand this
Fuck
guy.
Fuck this bitch.
I cannot understand.
Even with the music, I go on mute, because I still feel like they can hear everything.
It depends on the software.
Did you customize your own, like, playlist for, like, mute? It's like, all right, I'm going to put you on hold. I love it if we make
it. It's just
like, no, like, what?
Yeah.
The Verizon ring back. Like, you know that whole thing?
Dun, 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 dun.
The fitness gram pacer test.
No, they literally sometimes would be like, fuck this company. They don't know shit about what they're talking about. Sometimes I'd be like, ooh, we're disconnected. Ooh, the Wall Vicky block.
You should come back and answer the call like,
call failed.
It'd be so funny. I thought you wanted to say something. You good?
We're good, you done?
No, I was thinking it'd be funny if like you picked up the call like, talking about something that they had just said, like, I know it might not seem like we're doing much over here or anything, but like, and then like, you saying, like, you clearly heard them.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Referencing something. They said, so your hair appointment next week, I hope you look real pretty when you're done. Something like that. Something they were just talking about.
Yeah.
No, it was tea. And sometimes we would do this. They would call in. They'd be like, I got in a wreck. And I'm like, well, shit, sorry. I'd be like, let me call you. Because we were a brokerage. And if you, let's have a quick little insurance lesson.
Our audience loves insurance.
Please, okay. I'm trying to learn.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
We need this.
An insurance brokerage is someone who works with a bunch of different insurance companies. So like Progressive, State Farm, you know, Allstate.
And they find you
the best price for literally the same policy, just a different company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's where I worked. I worked at an agency at a brokerage. So they would call us and say, you know, blah, blah, blah happened. Or if they just have general questions about their policy, I could answer it. Yes, this is covered. No, that's not. Here's what your monthly bill is. Yes, this is the credit card on file. And then if something actually happened, so if they got in a wreck, if they're, oh my God, my back, I'd be like, let's call Progressive. So we would link Progressive and I'd be like, let's file the claim. I would merge them and mute myself and I would waste an hour.
Just listening in.
Yes.
Oh.
Doing nothing. What? Company time.
Oh, I would do the same thing.
Why do you listen to the phone calls? Just so...
I wanted the tea, first of all. And second of all, we weren't supposed to do that. Because I'm
nosy. I would have done the same thing. So nosy.
Yes.
Your boss would come by, you're like...
And sometimes they'd talk shit about their agent, like at my agency. They'd be like, my agent wrote this fucking policy and he is so stupid. He doesn't return my phone calls. And this, and Progressive would be like, I know, we don't like your agency. And I'd be like,
Oh my god,
agency too.
Damn.
So that was
you come right back and you're like, I agree with you, baby.
I'm like, bye.
Just a hype man in the back. Yup.
Yeah.
I know that's true. Preach. And so that was part of it. And they would tell us not to do that because they're like, you could be answering 30 other calls while you're on hold with this. And I said, girl.
Could.
And you know what else? They would tap into our phone calls.
Well, that's okay. I mean, you're
to
working.
See how you're doing?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, eat my asshole.
Yeah, that's
bitch.
Weird.
It's an invasion. It's micromanaging. It's an invasion of privacy. Yeah. It's a lack of trust.
Go through training and then trust them. That's
exactly.
It.
I thought those calls were always recorded.
Is that what, like,
they
calls
are
recorded, like, recorded for quality insurance or whatever?
For training purposes. And right. I'm not kidding. Like, when I was going through training.
They use that as an example. Just like, don't do that.
Imagine them showing, like, your fucking audio calls
is
as training.
Is that Brittany Broski's?
Yeah, they're too distracted because it's you.
Oh, my God.
Is that what?
I've gotten a couple mentions on Twitter of like, I work at the same company you used to work at. I see your fucking name that says Brittany Tomlinson inactive. And I was like,
Inactive.
Because I got fired.
Have you ever put, like, you do an accent, you put them on mute, or you put them on hold, and you come back, you have a different
accent.
You change the accent.
You're like, let me transfer you to the supervisor.
She can't remember which one she was doing.
Ned.
She's like Mrs. Doubtfire, just trying on different characters.
I'm doing my SNL audition on them. What y'all think of that? They're like, can you just give me my ID card?
Amy Poehler calls and you're like, oh shit, this is my moment, y'all.
That would be
Laura
a great...
Michaels, you're a customer.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long distance relationship, becoming a first step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
We heard that your mom is a Ghostbuster.
A ghostbuster.
My mother is a sensitive ghost hunter.
What is sensitive?
Oh, ghost hunter.
That's why we don't give Zane like the reins on these topics. Take it away, Zane. Your mom busts ghosts.
She got the
Who
whole like
call?
Back up. back
the vacuum.
And the ghost blaster.
Yeah.
Okay, wait.
That
so
is
she a medium?
Freaking thing.
She's not a medium. And I don't want this. Okay.
God, you must have had some great bedtime stories.
they were true, but she thought they were
me. She made the boogeyman go away.
I don't want this to come. come off as me making fun of my mother. Mother, I love
you. Oh, we are not making funny. I think it's an incredible
And I believe about 60% of what she does.
That's more than half.
Absolutely, that's good odds. She is sensitive in the sense that sensitive to a sixth sense, to an alternate dimension.
Okay.
Oh my god.
And she is serious about it.
Is she here?
We were.
She's with us right now.
Not her. She's just on FaceTime.
The candles go out.
I'm like, she's not dead.
Mariah's like kind of into it too, so
I'm
feel
obsessed.
Like,
oh, yeah. Okay. Let's
get the bag of Cheetos.
So she has always been kind of that way. And it was about 10 years ago that she really tapped into it. And she is part of the Southeastern Texas Paranormal Research Team.
Hell,
They got a group. They got a Facebook page.
Is that a ghost?
Southeastern.
So, Southeastern. She's in Houston.
Okay.
And she also has her own ghost hunting group called the Ghost Gals.
Wow.
Ooh, cute.
Oh, that's spooky.
They go after those old oil ghosts. the old oil barons of the South.
I'm not kidding. And they have t-shirts. I love my mom. She has
Shout her out.
Well, I don't know if she doesn't have social media.
I don't know her name.
Her business, she's gonna be taking calls all day, like next call.
You can Google Texas Ghost Gals and she'll come up. That's her page. It's her and a few of her friends who are sensitive. And she I'll tell you a story. The first time that I was
She loves it.
She has, there's crazy stories that she
has. Oh, like, we can talk afterwards.
Okay.
So the first time that I was like, Mom, what the fuck? We were in New Orleans and it was a sister trip. It was me, my mom, and my grandma. We're all sisters.
Cute.
Texas sisters. And we went to New Orleans and we stayed in like the French Quarter and we went to the oldest restaurant in New Orleans, which is called Toujox, I believe.
How old is it?
Trulux?
Civil War. Toujox.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Civil War era, the bar is original. Like during the Civil War, the soldiers would come in and they would run out of cups and like dishware because there were so many soldiers coming in and out. And they have this weird tradition of serving it in like a tea glass inside of like a, it's something weird. And they served it to us that way. And so it's like 4 p.m. We've been walking around being tourists all day. And we sat down in this old original dining hall. And it's black and white checkered floors and the original mirrors on the wall that are like, you know, that kind of dusty.
Yeah. I love a good old mirror.
Haunted mirrors.
The things they've seen.
Absolutely.
Keep the cobwebs.
Yes.
Keep the cobwebs.
Don't clean it. Shit. And so we're the only ones in this dining room and there's original paintings and portraits on the wall. And we're sitting there and we're ordering like shrimp and grits and all the Cajun whatever.
Fuck yeah.
And it's quiet and we're at a circle table and my mom is sitting like this with her back towards the door and I'm opposite her. And she goes, it's real quiet. She goes, there is a man over my left hand shoulder dressed in all black and he's standing like this. He's holding something over his arm. And I said, Mom, shut the fuck, quit. Like, quit. Like, you're fucking around. Quit. She's like, no, I'm serious. I feel like a male presence. And he's very tall and it's very dark and he's holding there's like a towel over his arm. And I was like, okay. And so I'm like, Mom, shut up, whatever. So we're eating our grits. And about 40 minutes later, we're signing the bill and she brings the waitress over and she's like, do y'all have like hauntings here? And the waitress is like, oh yeah. No, there's a waiter that haunts this room.
Oh.
She goes, there's a waiter. He was a tall black man. He haunted this room. And he was like a traditional waiter with the thing over
his arm. She called it.
She clocked it. She felt the presence. And I was like, Mom, you're fucking joking. You're lying. And then the waitress is like, oh, yeah. No, we get reports of that all the time. They see him in the mirror in that faded glass.
Oh, get rid of the mirrors. Throw the mirror.
Crush them, bitch. Get him out of here.
Fuck.
And they were like, yeah. And my mom always says, too, when there's a presence in the room, it's cold. So she's gone on ghost investigations before. I can't believe we're talking about this.
The EMP thing?
Oh, yeah. EMF detectors.
Oh, EMF.
Need to make a video with all of them. It's like, dan, 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 dan. Let's go, girls. Like,
no, gals. Let's go, gals.
It's the ghost gals.
Ghost gals.
I'm sure your mom has told you this, but like when she feels a presence, how does she know his like if she's just sitting there and she's
it's
like,
her sixth sense.
It comes to her. It literally, she's so described to me before that she sees it in her mind's eye, what this man looked like. And she's like, I can't see facial features. I can't see whatever, but I have physical descriptors of what he could have looked like.
And she didn't turn around. It was behind her.
She didn't turn around. That's what blows my mind. She closed her eyes and she said, There's a. I said, you better stop.
She's like, I'll do another water.
You shut your mouth.
You
mama.
Quit.
My grits, please.
She's like, I'll do another water.
You guys didn't just see him, no? You guys don't have that sense.
She kept doing that too.
She like low key brags with. About it. Yeah. Like, and, she's with her ghost gals, like, I'll do another. Who are you talking to? Oh, you don't see it.
You wouldn't get it.
Yes, that's just me, my powers. No, but there have been a couple other times where, she feels it. Like, she's gone to, I got a burp, hold on.
Do it in the.
In
the mic. Do it in the mic.
Express yourself.
She's toured haunted schools. Old schools.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, scare the shit out of them kids.
She's done all of it, bitch. Asylums.
She's about to recruit Mariah.
Do you think you're sensitive? Do you think you might be sensitive?
No, it's just a dream of mine.
Oh, it's just like, it really fascinates you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
She's told me before she was in this haunted school that they have reported activity.
Hey y'all, we've got a report about a ghost haunting. We're gonna bring in some chicken wings and
some pie. We're gonna see what comes out, y'all. And
some booter and oil.
Yeah. Oh, can't wait to see some activity.
Can't wait.
School activity.
They're in this old haunted elementary school from like the 40s, 50s, and it's in Texas. All these places are in Texas, by the way. And they're sitting there, and it's a bunch of women, you know, her age, give or take. There's some men, too. They've got all their equipment set out. They're in this old classroom.
It's not funny, Matt.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you.
No, but I'm not laughing.
Oh, this is serious.
You have to laugh to a certain extent, because it's like, I'm imagining my fucking mother, the woman that birthed me, being like, oh, my God.
Brittany's mom, we're not making fun of you. It's just funny. We don't understand it.
Mom, I love you. And it's I'm telling the stories that you've told me. So let's get that out of the way. So they're sitting in this elementary school, and it's completely dark, and they have the EMF detectors, which an EMF detector, correct me if I'm wrong, mother, but it's energy. It's like energy.
It is. I know that.
Yes.
And they use this thing. It's like a flashlight that's a little unscrewed. So energies can connect to that and communicate that way. So it's like something about electricity and energy.
What is it?
And
electromagnetic frequency is like the actual thing or something like that?
Yes. So they try to utilize that. So they're sitting in this room. It's all of them in a circle and everybody's got their eyes closed or whatever. And my mom says something like, if you're here, sit on my lap. And she said that she felt something cold drift over her lap and then leave. There's no AC in this building. It was Texas summer at night. It's probably about 85 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
She felt a cold draft come over her lap. Woo! And then someone else to her left felt it as well. And she was like,
I tippy toe next to her.
I know. it's just you farting. But there are little stories like that where I'm like, well, damn, she's not lying. I don't think she would lie to me. So I want to believe it, but it's still like, Mom.
I totally believe
she's
it.
She's just in the, if there's a man in here, touch the back of my neck. Show me you are.
Kiss me
a little to the left if you could.
She's just getting off. Your dad gets jealous.
No.
Quit talking to them.
They go to Brian, take off my clothes slowly.
That is so cool.
Undo my bra strap.
What's my middle name? No, but it's very much, and I've also been on her with other expeditions she's gone on where she uses, I don't know if y'all know what divining rods are.
Yes.
What is that?
Like the ones that track water?
Yes. That's originally what they were used for. It's these metal, it's copper. They're made of copper. And they were used by farmers in the 1600s, 1700s, 1800s to find water. It's electromagnetic frequencies and energy. So when you cross over like an underground water stream, they'll cross. That's what they were used for. And people today use them to get in touch with spirits.
Oh.
So we're in this old haunted, I don't know what the fuck it was, but it's a Texas girl boutique now. So it's the big chunky Texas turquoise jewelry. Rhinestone cross bags, all that sort of stuff. Florida has a lot of that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Too.
Oh, yeah. Key West, baby. Key West.
Yep. My mom loves turquoise.
Yep. So it's that sort of establishment now, but it used to be, I think, a schoolyard or something. And people have reported things being taken off the walls and stacked up. like when they shut it, like they'll close the store and then come back the next morning and chairs are different positions.
Oh my
and
God.
Things are open that weren't open and teacups are stacked up. And it's like, what the fuck? Something is happening. There's
no cameras.
Activity. Yeah. And so she went in and I went with her this time and I about shit and pissed in my Christian britches because we sat there and she was divvying. She said, she's like,
it's like it starts.
She does a choreographed number.
Not that.
She's like,
like I'm Madison Rye.
No, but she's asking
very
pointed yes or no questions. And I'm seeing her white knuckle these things because it's shaped like this. Sorry. It's shaped like this. So they're long. So you hold the short ends and then they cross. And so she's asking them yes or no questions. She's like, are you a girl? And it would cross. Are you 6, 7, 8, 9? 10, 11. So we're pinpointing the age of the girl. You know, used to live here? It was just like,
I feel bad.
My mom, I trust her and I don't think she would put on the theatrics like that.
Right.
And I saw it with my own eyes and I was like, y'all come the fuck on.
It's like the Ouija board. It's like the Ouija board.
Ouija board's freaking me out.
Like me and my cousins, we were like 10 years old and we were like, let's have a seance. And we weren't allowed to play with Ouija boards because my mom had a bad Ouija board experience.
Oh, yeah. You know the shit about destroying Ouija boards?
If you destroy it...
What
no, there's I've a never specific heard of that. Way that you're supposed to destroy it. You How can't just it? Throw it away.
Can you donate it to Goodwill?
Hell no!
You know what? I'm in trouble.
You know what? It's made by Hasbro.
Yeah.
So it's literally a
is
toy.
It really?
It's made.
Yeah.
Wait, do you need like an actual? Like, is there a special Ouija board you need to get, or like anybody can make
any
it?
Any Ouija board.
Well,
works.
Personally, I must say I don't condone using Ouija boards.
Yeah, don't do it.
It is. I don't. What my mom does, I've never tried it, and I never fucking will. What my mom does is very lighthearted. It's very, you know. She connects with. All right, Matt, you got a lot of laughs today.
Matt
can
laugh.
God, I love you, Brittany. I love this. Like, I it's. Just,
I love her too, which is why I'm letting her.
No,
finish.
It's so great.
If you,
I'm loving every moment of this.
But
no, there's no but. Okay. No, okay, I'm just okay. like the way you're just describing this and your mom. I see it all.
Thank you.
I'm just in my mind. I just have a very imagined mind. Picture your mom just like the old Ouija board, like blowing the smoke off, like just
spell
like, yes. Like,
yeah. No, she's told me this before. And if y'all haven't seen my YouTube video, I interviewed my mom, and it's like a 30-minute video. Y'all can go watch it. It's on my YouTube channel. But she is very particular about, you know, if it's a young child. She was a school teacher. She's obviously very maternal towards me, so she'll go talk to, you know, if it's like a lighthearted haunting. Or a residual energy. But if it's like, we're hearing demonic scratches on the wall and shit like that, which happens. That's very, people
You've heard
report
it?
That. I haven't. Hell no. But it's that shit is reported. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just like demonic energies in general of like things opening and slamming on their own and doors at night and like residual screams and wailings and shit like that. That's all real. That happens. But she won't do that. She's done it a few times, and she
likes the happy go.
She saw the Conjuring, and she was like, "Absolutely not!
She said,
I don't want to do it."
Not, yeah, Brittany, that's not it.
Brittany,
I'm not working tonight.
I'm off the clock.
Brittany, you're gonna have a fun daughter. I have grandma's gift, mama. Mama,
child...
don't you hear the scratches at night,
oh,
mama?
I'd kill myself. No offense, but I'd kill.
And it starts young. Kids sense
it's
it more.
It's so scary.
Yeah.
Like,
and they're
seeing
not scared.
Stuff of like kids looking in a corner.
No,
it's almost
talking.
Like a dog. Like just like
kids
shit.
Talking to
yeah.
their friends. And it's more than just an invisible friend. Like there is somebody
oh,
there.
Oh, it's real.
It's real. It's so real. It's
Are
so
y'all
real.
Religious? Oh. Are y'all religious?
Yeah.
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 Yes. I'm Catholic. I'm baptized
what
Catholic.
What
does
T? But I think I'm going to get into Greek Orthodox Church.
T? Yeah. Even more.
If I get married.
What does religious mean? I'm like, so like, I actually.
Were you raised religious and or do you subscribe to religion right now?
I was raised religious, but like I was raised religious in two different families. So now I'm just kind of like.
I can't even imagine that for you. That's so polar opposite sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you sit somewhere in the middle or just kind
of
like.
Yeah, I definitely sit in the middle of the two religions. No, I just kind of like, I'm just like, as long as you're good to everybody, you're good.
Period.
You know what I mean?
I'm an ex-Christian.
Ooh.
You're going to say. Ooh.
It's very weird because I was raised, you know, the culture, Southern Baptist Christian.
My, yes.
We were just talking about the TikToks that people seem to have like, and the Lord has failed me to die and to the
come
pot
to the potluck yeah. because Betsy would have been here. And but, just make sure you bring your dumplings.
Drop your donations in the call box outside. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not going to put more? You're not going to put more?
Yeah, really.
But are you new here? We've never seen you before.
Oh, welcome.
But welcome.
That was what I was raised in, you know, vacation Bible school and all that. And I'm just now realizing Hold as on. A young adult.
What was that?
You guys heard
did
that?
You better
yeah.
stop.
No, I heard ass. That.
Something just crashed in the kitchen.
Again. No, oh, no I thought it was Devin. No, too, but wait. I looked over.
I heard Devin. I heard Devin.
No.
I heard like trash crumpling.
Yeah.
Y'all.
This is
y'all.
Oh, it's time.
Zane.
Y'all.
Zane.
Y'all.
just like. just like bees.
Flies. The flies come out of his mouth. Wait, no. I definitely heard that in the kitchen.
You better stop.
No, it sounded like somebody
it
threw
like... It
sounded
like a chip bag.
Yes.
It sounded like crunk, this.
Crinkling.
I didn't hear anything.
Hold on.
Sorry.
You guys heard that, right?
Holy shit.
I felt that spirit.
That's the spirit of Bud Light Salon. Shit.
Quite
that is a great campaign idea.
Available at your local 7-Eleven.
Yeah, feel the spirit of...
That was weird.
We've had weird shit happen while recording.
Stop.
Yeah.
If there's a spirit, firework if there's a spirit, do it again. Roof.
A firework went onto the roof and went pew, and we thought someone broke it.
He thinks it's just like, Alexa, are you here? Are you not?
That's what they do.
Like, bitch, no, you got to light some candles and hum a bit and get this. The spirit ain't going to be just like, oh,
I'm here. I don't want to work for it.
Not Alexa.
Like, you guys are trying to convince me.
I believe it's not for everybody. I believe people see
was
shit.
That your elbow?
That was her elbow.
Now I'm getting excited.
No.
Hey, that's teak. Watch out.
That's really cool.
Sorry. Yeah, this is luxury.
Well, we would
bitch.
Love to fly your mom out.
Oh, how fun would that be?
Really what's her fun. Name?
Part two.
Heather.
Oh,
Heather.
I love Heather. She's everything. But yeah,
that's really
man,
cool.
Especially, well, we can talk about this too. I know you don't like to get serious, but trying to be religious online, there's no room for it. I don't think because
it kind of separates you from some people.
It does. And I've seen it happen on TikTok. And the more that I learn about my own faith and unlearning it is like, it's so harmful. And, you know, I'm embarrassed a lot of the time and I don't want to be associated. But at the same time, I spiral daily about what happens when I die. So I don't fucking know.
I think about it all the time.
Man, I don't know. The internet makes it so much worse because it's like, do we really do this for a job? So I'm just going to do this till I die. So I'm just gonna do it till I die. I think about that every fucking day.
Like just what your future holds?
Yeah.
Like what you're
so
doing
uncertain.
Right now.
When I was working 9 to 5, miserable, I knew what my life was gonna
it
be
was guaranteed.
Like. Yeah, I'm gonna retire at 55 and kill myself. It's so uncertain. And I think that really stresses me. Right. But y'all have been in this game for so long.
But every day we still, I feel like I call Heath every other day. I'm just like, what are we doing?
Really? Yeah.
It's
you'll never get used to it. There is no certainty ever. Mm-hmm.
But always tell yourself
but
you're
it's up
here.
To you, yeah.
You're living it
for
right
sure.
now.
That's Damn. What makes this all so beautiful, though.
Yeah.
The uncertainty.
Yeah. And how I know what it's like on the other side.
Yep.
So I'm so grateful
yep.
that this is what I get to do mm-hmm. to pay my rent. Which is really why I'm alive.
Which is really expensive.
Which is really fucking expensive.
It helps
expensive.
A lot. Like, there's times where I'm down and I just really think of, like, what I did before this. Like, I worked at an airport and I'm just like, I bounced back.
No, you didn't. Yeah. Why didn't I know that? What did y'all both do?
I feel like none of us really knew what everybody did before trying to get social
controller.
Media. I was saying that, like...
You were not...
He was...
The pilot!
Not
one gift.
Put your tables off!
They'd be going to the gates and he'd be like, no! It's B5, not B6.
Oh, I would crash planes. I would crash planes if I did that shit. No, I just like worked at an airport. Like I would hold signs and like direct people and shit.
That sounds miserable.
Oh, it was miserable. But it paid very well.
I believe it. Mm-hmm. I believe it. What about you?
My last job was a manager at Brickstone. I was selling massage chairs.
Just telling teenagers to get out of it after they've been sitting it for
your
too
job
long.
Looked chill though. Like whenever I would walk in, we'd do vines on his lunch break.
Mm.
It was chill. Like it was cool.
That sounds fun.
I think what fucked me up the most was the same 6 songs on repeat the entire day.
Oh, they love Ellie Goulding.
if you had a bad day.
I remember it would just come on constantly, and I'd just be sitting there, just be like, on the pontoon. And I was just like, just end.
Yep. Why, when we wanted to find a job, we went straight to the mall? Why did we all do that?
Because it's so much retail.
I know, but it sucks. It's
the opportunity.
Like, I know.
I worked at Chuck E. Cheese's.
No, you did not.
Oh, yeah.
Matt, what did you do? I never knew that.
I was Chuck E.
You didn't? I feel like we talked about it like 4 times.
Yes! I was Chuck E. Cheese. But I also, everybody also kind of took him on. Like, everybody who worked there became Chuck E. They would tell you, go wake up Chuck E. And that's when you knew you were Chuck E.
The beast.
Yeah, the beast. Go wake the beast.
I remember all the stories. I just, like, didn't. I forgot that you actually worked
I worked at Chuck E. Cheese's.
Yeah, I didn't know you were actually.
I was Chuck E.
Were you hourly? How much you make an hour?
Oh, I think it was like $13 an hour.
He was tall, too.
Oh,
I was tall. He was like,
we want tall Chuck E.
But no, when Chuck E. is like, when a short person's wearing the costume, he's plump. He's a mouse. But when I wore it, it was like a rat. Like, he lost all the plump.
Matt the come rat. Out
being like, Matt the rat.
We
the
say rat. Happy, Matt you say rat. Birthday.
Ew!
That's creepy.
That's gonna creep me out. Yeah. Thinking of Matt King,
the
Chuck
one right
cheese.
By Vista Ridge Mall.
Oh shit!
She got the band there.
Yeah.
I used to live right there. Yeah. Oh my fucking god!
Mariah's ass used to work at Panda Express.
Okay, that was in California. We're talking about before
this
California.
This was like 2 years ago.
Wait, you were there here?
When I met you, I was working at Panda and the dance studio.
Yeah.
What? I thought this was an old job back at home.
What a dancer story! Just like.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Matt.
Do you want orange chicken, lo mein? You go in the back and you're just like...
I paid for my rent.
You got to do what you got to do to make ends meet.
Yeah, but period. I was also a mascot. That's so weird. Of an amusement park.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in Pennsylvania. Oh. So I was a mascot and a dance teacher.
Kennywood?
What, Busch Gardens?
And a nanny. No, Dorney Park.
Oh, no. You ever been to Busch Gardens?
Yes,
Garden?
So
have you been
fun.
To Kennywood?
Virginia, the one in Virginia? Yeah. So fun.
We are mascots
so
too, but maybe Fantato.
Brittany, didn't you piss yourself at an Olive Garden?
How do you know? How the fuck do you know that?
Uh-huh.
I did.
So you did.
What happened?
I literally peed in my pants. We were at an Olive Garden. We were in a booth.
Mistake number one.
And yes, period. Depending on how you look at it.
But the booth. It collects in the back.
It had run down. Yeah. I'm sitting this. I'm sitting this way and Ian is sitting facing me and there's a child behind me and they keep popping up. They keep doing like whatever fucking kids do. And Ian got so fed up with it after like 3 or 4 times of this kid doing it. He did and we're drunk off of Olive Garden wine.
Match that energy, baby.
And now you gotta match that energy.
Match that
he
energy.
He was like, I'm focusing this game. And I sat there and peed in my pants.
Oh, and no.
It was funny. I just pissed. And I was like, we gotta go.
Did you ask the waiter for the apron?
I said, oh.
Were you wearing blue jeans?
I think I was.
Oh, fuck.
I had to do one of, you know, where you scoot off. Woo! I had to do it with my butt. It was a lot.
Brittany, you just knocked your drink around.
I'm like, now who did that?
Now, was this better or worse than the time where you peed on a couch at an Airbnb in Nashville?
Ooh. So, you were talking to Emmy.
We do our research.
Who?
You've been talking to Emmy.
I don't. Emmy. Yeah.
On 3 Airbnb couches.
Oh my god.
I pee when I laugh. It's a problem.
Oh, well, we're gonna need to check this as soon as you leave.
It's an Airbnb, not an Airbnb.
There you go.
I was gonna say, would you order Olive Garden a split pea soup?
You've been thinking about that one. You've been waiting to say that one.
I wanted to say it earlier, but we moved on. I had to bring it back.
Well, Brittany, me and you have a lot in common. You pee when you laugh. I pee when I'm fucked up.
Oh, you piss like on the floor when you're drunk?
On a couch at someone's party.
That's funny. That's funny, but it's humiliating.
But I wasn't. I wasn't. So I wasn't alive. I wasn't awake. I was asleep.
I wasn't alive.
Oh, so you pissed in your pants sleeping?
Yeah. So I like. I, okay. It doesn't count. I passed out. It doesn't count. I didn't realize I passed out in this house. I didn't like purposely fall asleep, but I fell asleep at this random house party. Woke up, piss all over the couch and all over my pants.
Humiliating.
The guy is just like, "Yo, hey, dude, you." You pissed.
Please leave my home.
So embarrassing.
It was almost pretty much like that.
Was it a leather couch or?
Oh, it was suede. Suede.
Ooh.
I could smell it.
I said, "I'll pay for it." He's like, "You've done enough here."
The party ends.
He's like, "Don't worry."
Tonight.
He sells it for more money on OfferUp. This couch was pissed on by Zayn Hadazi,
and they would buy it. They would buy it.
Just suck up the.
Oh God.
Okay. Sorry. That is humiliating, though. I'll give you that.
Very. And wait. I made sure I said it before any... Because I'm sure people saw it. So I was like, I need to say this before it comes out.
Let me make a joke real quick.
I Zayn Hijazi, pissed on the couch before anybody makes
We held a press conference on that unfiltered episode. It was... I made sure it was out immediately.
Could you teach me how to burp?
It has to come from the gut.
I can't burp at all.
I can't burp
Mine's
either.
Just more like a... Whenever I feel like it.
Hey, that's me too. I can feel it coming up and then it totally disappears. I've right? never burped.
You're
not not
lady.
On accident, not on purpose. I've never burped.
Ugh, no, I can't.
What the fuck was that?
Ooh, Mama Broski, come here. We got a ghost.
No, I can burp on command, but the real burps come from my gut.
Huh.
I can do like a... You can like...
you do it on command.
You can suck in the air. You just gotta like...
Yeah,
you gotta
yeah.
like suck it in.
You push it down.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
He can fake a gag.
DJ Burr.
I love fake gagging.
Yeah, go.
Stop.
Oh,
stop.
Oh, my God.
I love it. I love it. It's my favorite thing.
Stop.
I love it.
Stop.
It's perfect. Oh, shit. Brittany's about to piss her pants. Everybody watch out. Devin, grab a wipe.
You know when you catch it in your mouth? This one, Brittany, where you're like...
Stop.
Devin, quick.
Hurry, it's coming out of her nose.
Check the seat. Get a tarp.
Throw it.
Oh, that's a tear.
Oh, man.
That is one of my favorite. Whenever that shit comes up on my TikTok.
thumbnail. Stay still.
Stop it.
Bubba.
Oh my God, you guys are going to make me.
I fucking love it.
Stop,
Matt. Matt, you stop.
It's contagious.
I was once with a friend in a car in an Uber, and she.
Yo, when you gotta hold it down.
This girl, it was my friend. This girl was about to puke, and she couldn't. It was like she couldn't go out the window. It was so fast where I was like, oh my God, she puked all in my hand. In my hand, and then I sat there the whole round. I was just like, oh my God, oh fuck.
Smelling it?
Didn't it smell?
No, I held my nose. I was just like, oh, there's puke
but
right
there. But the driver. Oh,
everything okay back there?
Oh, no. It didn't get anywhere.
No, I'm talking about the smell. He had to have known.
Maybe it did, but the thing is, she opened the door, and we got out, and we looked at her like, oh, clean. It was clean. She got it all in my hand. All in my palms.
Yeah, and then that next Uber rider guy, they go, hey, having a good time.
Oh, God.
Oh, hell no.
No, me and my mom watch. Me and Heather. We watch gag compilation.
Me and Hev.
Gag compilation. Compilation.
What is that?
That sounds like a porn.
Oh, you really like it.
You just did, it makes me pee. It makes me piss my pants.
Oh, that's funny.
And my friend Connor used to do one in college. We'd be, like, at the club, and he'd do it. But sometimes, like, you were doing that, and you know, like when it comes up in your mouth, when I take a shot at the club, even when we were just in the kitchen taking
it's
a tequila shot.
It's the worst.
Sometimes you're just not in the mental headspace to take a shot, and it just comes right back up, and it's so acidic, and it is like
uh-huh.
a.
And you just gotta.
Yeah, it's bad. It's horrible.
And you gotta fight it to swallow it down?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Acid, stomach bile.
Yep, yellow. Bright yellow.
Bright lime green, yellow.
I vomit like once a year.
I vomit sometimes.
I vomit every time I drink.
Really?
I throw up quite a bit.
I vomit paranoia.
I vomit.
I sit around for like hours being like, I'm not going to do it. It's not going to happen.
You don't like it? It makes me feel skinny.
I don't know. Well,
somebody give me diarrhea or vomit.
It's a mental thing.
It is.
I haven't thrown up.
I've never seen her throw up.
I don't remember
the
last time I threw up.
What about when you get really hungover?
I don't get hangovers. I don't drink really.
Don't drink, like,
she's against alcohol.
Shut up. Period.
No, I'm not.
Red flag, right?
Like, if we need to talk about it, we could talk about it. I was like, yes. Some people are. I get it.
I don't burp and I don't throw up. There's got to be something wrong.
You know what's weird is pigeonholing yourself into that shit online.
What's pigeonholing?
Like when you're known for one thing. Getting stuck as like that's your shtick. And so like I was worried with the kombucha shit that was what I was going to be known for forever. And it was going to be like Alex from Target and I'm fucking dead after that.
Oh, shit.
But I made sure there was one day in August where I gained like 96,000 followers in one day on Twitter. What? In one day.
Twitter's hard.
Twitter is hard to grow on.
Hard. Really?
It was because so many people were, think about that time period. The meme was everywhere.
It was.
For like 2 weeks, the entire timeline was just that shit. And I finally, like, I would go under brands and be like, hi, this is me, do you want to tag me or delete the post? They'd either block me or they delete my comment.
Brands would block
brands would block
me. That's crazy.
Some of them would send me like, here's a gift card. I'm like,
care. The thing is that tags don't really help. It's the exposure. It's like if someone's posting your shit, it doesn't matter.
But they didn't
like,
know who I was. That was the thing. Is people were like, oh, I became known as Kombucha Girl. Fucking BuzzFeed wrote an article, Kombucha Girl. And I was like, well, they don't know who I am.
I got a good email chain that you can send to them.
What?
Anytime a brand ever posts your content without them, you can like, it's this great back and forth with them that puts them in this legal binding to where basically they have to pay you. Or they like really also can't remove it at the same time. Yeah. They have to do something to acknowledge it.
Is it different with TikTok? Like anybody can use that? Because I was just featured in Cosmopolitan Magazine YouTube with one of the
in an article.
It was a K-pop band.
TikTok is not your content. You sign an agreement before
in the terms and conditions. I remember signing the terms and conditions, and it literally was like, we could put this in Times Square, your video, and you don't get a cent.
Oh my goodness.
But you're in Times Square. Right. And exactly. You're representing TikTok.
But you signed it.
We all did. Yeah, we all signed our page. Yeah. Pages.
If I did TikTok, I would totally be like,
it is.
Yeah.
Since the jump, you had those cute little drops.
I really started crying. That made me cry.
It's just the right bottom corner.
Since the jump, though, Heath and I got so excited when like news stations or whatever would play our vines. Uh-huh. We didn't care about money or anything. We were just so excited on TV. It was just on somebody's shit.
It just felt good that like our friends or like parents' friends saw that as like the most respectable thing.
Yeah. Like at the time, it just like made sense.
It was a cool feeling.
Perfect. Let me see.
You good, Brittany? Okay, so Brittany, we want to play a little game with you.
Feeling excited.
Yeah.
feeling
like I've
read a cue card. All right. feeling excited.
Like Jimmy Fallon.
Matt, take it away.
Wait, it's the 5-second rule game. You have 5 seconds. We are going to name three things that you have to answer. You have 5 seconds to answer.
I have to name three of the things.
Three of the things that I will name, and we are starting now. Three things you can't live without.
Wi-Fi, phone, water.
Very
good. Not Heather?
I love you.
2 seconds left. Very good.
Name three famous people who've messaged you on Instagram.
Megan Trainor.
You look like her.
Freddie Dredd. Thank you.
All right.
Who's Freddie Dredd?
Yeah, who's Freddie Dredd?
He's a TikTok musician. Very famous.
I didn't.
I'm disregarding the rules. So who else?
Doja Cat, Post Malone,
and
Hailey Bieber follow me, but we haven't DM'd.
I want to have
a sleepover with Doja Cat and get fucking drunk.
Cool.
That could definitely happen.
Put that
and
out there.
Musgraves, another one.
Shut the fuck. Oh wait, she follows you on TikTok.
We DM constantly, bitch.
What?
That's hey, bestie.
All right, name three famous Matts.
Matts.
Doormat.
Oh, like their name is Matt.
Yeah.
Matt King, Matt Lauri, Matt King and Matt Lauri.
Matty Healy, the 1975.
Oh,
he got a tattoo.
I wish you would have said Matthew. Then I would have said it for real. Damn.
All right, you ready?
Missed opportunity. Sorry, Matty Healy.
That's a cool spot. I'm
okay.
Thank you.
Ready? Three different ways of saying no.
Absolutely not. Fuck you. Never in a million years.
Wow.
Whoa.
I would not know how to answer that. I'd be like, strong. Huh? What do you mean?
I'd have been like, eh.
No, no, no.
No, thank you.
You see the kombucha meme. I leave. I'll walk out of here.
What am I, freaking chopped liver? I haven't read one yet.
Oh, you haven't.
Okay, ready? Three things a British person might say.
Thank you, babes. You're right. Ta.
Ta. What's ta?
Ta means goodbye. Thanks. Oh, thanks.
Very good.
But they'll write like ta, X, big X, little X. That means kisses.
Oh, okay. Cute.
Yeah, I'm not British or whatever, but you know what I mean, like.
Go ahead. Hey. Brittany, name three things you can't resist.
Maddie Healy. Mm. Post Malone, Jack Harlow. Oh.
That's funny.
White Man.
Quick.
My Dynamite.
Three different ways of cooking a chicken.
Roasted, barbecue, grilled.
Wow.
I went to college.
I wouldn't have gone there.
I did go to college.
Three ways to cook a pizza, I would have gone it.
How? Name three right now.
Baked, toasted, cooked.
Baked, what toasted, cooked.
Cooked versus baked.
Hey, baked. You said three different ways.
Three ways to cook a pizza. Cooked. Shut up. Shit.
You baked a pizza.
But how? Fire roasted.
Cook. Okay. Three foods that help you poop.
My eyes won't focus. Coffee, celery.
Celery.
Celery doesn't help you poop.
Fiber. It's fiber.
That helps your gut, I've heard.
Maybe. Oh, celery juice.
Okay,
but
LA.
Is it make-
okay, Los Angeles.
Okay, juicery.
I've never eaten a celery and needed to poop after.
Well, no,
he tells
but
you
it,
no to celery,
Zane,
but
you
celery
never
juice
eat a celery,
is okay.
Period.
Celery?
No. No. Celery don't. Juice.
Fuck You've off. Never been to Fuck Buffalo off. Wild Wings. Shit. That makes my gut bubble. Bubble gut.
Okay. Brittany, three foods you could have sex with.
Pho. Like ramen,
very good.
Chicken wings, and
one of those was
we
phallic.
Were looking for
the
donut.
Other one,
Brittany, you said fuck because it almost sounded like fuck. You're like,
fuck,
fuck.
So fucking delicious.
She's
so
taking
good.
Hot noodles, just
ooh, this tastes so good.
That's all right, hard.
How about this? I'll put y'all on hot Cheetos with lime.
Yum, yes,
I like that.
You pour hot lime on top of
no, that's that flavor.
Oh, that okay.
You've been eating on my Cheetos, girl. I know you know what they taste
I just
like.
Thought they were. I just thought they were flaming hot.
No, they're flaming hot with lime. They're
okay. Sweet. It said the line was higher. The
yeah,
line
yeah, yeah.
was higher.
It's called taste.
Remember lime wires? Okay, ready? Here
Remember
we go.
Frostwire?
Yes.
Bear Share.
Ellen DeGeneres also used to be on Frostwire. They used to put her whole stand-up sets on Frostwire and LimeWire.
I remember downloading songs, thinking I'm getting the real thing, and it's just like. It's Come some on guy now. Singing it in his basement.
Low by T-Pain.
Oh yeah.
Shit.
Stop it. Okay.
It's like the Amanda Bynes show. Do you remember like
the
it's
Amanda
block
show.
Blister.
It's block blister.
The girl's room.
All right, Mariah, go
Here
ahead.
Here we go. Three things you can take to feel good.
Girl, just say it.
Girl, mom, if you're watching, don't. Edibles, a tequila shot.
There you go.
And Tums.
And a Benadryl, shit. Put you to sleep real quick.
All right. Three things you could get fired for.
Being
you kombucha
girl. Period. Shitting on the job. Fucking.
Pissing on the job.
Being a meme. How about this? At my insurance job, we were given an
and
hour.
And stop the timer.
It's not the timer. We were given an hour-long break. And I mean 59 minutes and 59 seconds. If you were a minute late or 2 minutes late, you were brought into a room and talked about like a demerit. I am an adult. You're
oh
giving
my
me a demerit?
Gosh, give me a break.
Corporate America.
They
is a late
turn your card in the back from green to red.
The gold star
That's
comes off the chart. Gold star
they're
is
scraping
off.
It. The little sticky tag.
I'm a good noodle.
Did
I'm
you
a
ever have
noodle.
The street light in elementary school?
Oh,
if you
yeah.
were too loud, it would turn red.
That is. That literally was my fucking insurance job. It was. Oh my god. Hell on earth. Hell
oh
on earth.
Oh my gosh. All what right. a nightmare.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Make three animal sounds. Go.
Ooh. Now, what was the first one?
Now, the first one was a goat, and I can't do it again.
And the goat says.
let's hear it one more time.
That was good.
That was good.
That wasn't good. Let me do it again. I can do a Chewbacca too, but nobody can look at me. Everybody has to look away.
All right,
close your eyes.
Look away.
Okay, are you surprised you all looked away?
It's like when a girl's like, I'm gonna sing, but everybody has to look
away.
It's the sleepover.
Turn
yeah,
around.
Everyone turn around.
Brittany, okay. Because I want the same respect. I don't like people looking at me sometimes. So go. All right, go.
Okay, I can't smile. Hold on. Everybody has to be really quiet. I'm not gonna laugh.
Go. That dry she ass owns laugh. Us.
Okay. That's my Chewbacca.
That was good.
Thank you guys so much.
I need to see how you did
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I want
to
see your face.
Oh. See, now it's not as good because y'all are looking
okay,
at me.
Okay, Brittany, that's going to be the thumbnail.
She's like a...
All right, I'm ready for the right. Next? For my close-up.
Me?
Yeah.
Is it me? Name three different cocktails.
Mai Tai, Long Island Iced Tea, Moscow Mule.
Whoa. Ooh, I love a good mule.
Wow. I love alcohol.
Normally people say sex on the beach.
The first time me and Zane had messaged, he was like, do you drink? And I was like, I love alcohol. He said, me too.
That's Zane's icebreaker.
It is.
You
it
drink?
Really is.
I love drinking.
No? All right.
I met a girl on Bumble and she like it tequila's all over her account. And I was just like,
ding.
So I swipe right and we're going to drink tequila.
Tequila? Check.
Mariah,
check.
Okay. Me with tequila is like you with God. Both are problems, you know? Both are problems.
Cheese.
Too much of something can be bad.
I'll see you in hell, bitch.
I'll meet y'all there. Shit.
What are we wearing? God, text me when you get there.
Mariah, you die. God goes, yeah, I know. You love me a lot, but you're going to hell. You're going down.
Stop.
She said, whoa.
She goes, whoa.
Okay, take it easy.
God's like, oh, she's not going to like this one. Hey, you love me a lot.
Mariah, do you miss dancing in a studio?
Yes.
We got a studio in the room next
to
No,
it's
I mean
different.
like taking class.
Like
yeah.
with a bunch like other people around
yeah.
you.
Camaraderie.
And,
yeah.
Did yeah. you ever dance at the what is the studio called? The Unity and Diversity with the
Millennium.
Red Wall. Millennium. With Beast, what's his name?
Wildebeest.
Wildebeest. Mm-hmm. Did you ever dance with him?
Yeah.
Ah! I'm a fangirl. I love Wildebeest. That's so okay, sorry, I'm a Mariah Amato fan.
Would you ever want to teach like a bunch of kids at the same time? Is that
Dang.
Something you can do?
You drive me up the wall.
That's what she does.
That's my job. Mariah,
no, 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 no. I'm talking
would
about
you
like
ever like want to like teach?
I'm talking about
would
you 100 ever kids.
Zane, that's my job. I teach. Like
that's not what you do right now, though.
We're in a pandemic. The studios aren't open.
Oh, you're going back to that after like all this is over?
Yes.
Why are you talking to me like I knew this? I don't fucking know your
I've
life.
I've been teaching for so long and you ask me all the time, you should teach. I'm like, I do.
No, yeah. I know you teach. You have private lessons right now, but I didn't know that
like
you were going to go back to that. Like
kids, yeah.
And I didn't know it was like 100 kids. I thought it was like 10 kids. I
like,
didn't know
studios
it was
like
a lot.
Have like 200 plus kids in the studio. And then each class has like 20 to 50 kids that you teach at a time.
Got it. I didn't know it was that many kids. I thought it was yeah. like...
This fewer. Episode is going to be titled like learning the basics about each other.
Yeah. Literally. Say so one long. Fun fact
you
about yourself.
You didn't know Matt worked at Chuck E. Cheese. You didn't know she was a dance instructor.
But
we didn't know your real name.
I also forget everything that people tell me. I like,
oh, that's great.
It goes in one ear, out
it's
the other.
It's the tequila, bitch.
It's really bad.
Figure it out.
No. This is sober. So imagine when I'm drunk. It's
oh,
bad.
Y'all are sober, ladies
and gentlemen.
But guys,
and
don't listen
what,
to what I'm saying or do. Please don't take my advice.
Do as I say, not as I do.
Exactly.
Right. Be entertained and move the fuck.
All right, but I have a heavy hitter here.
Okay.
Name three different ice cream chains. Go.
Ben and Jerry's, Baskin Robbins, Blue Bunny.
You didn't say Cold Stone.
You didn't say Brahms.
You didn't say Afters. You didn't say Salt and
Brahms
Straw.
Brahms is fucking delicious.
Brahms.
What is Brahms?
Brahms is a Texas thing.
Oh my God.
Y'all just wouldn't understand.
Do you have Cold Stone in Texas?
Yeah, we have
Why didn't you say Cold Stone then?
Because Cold Stone stresses me out. What
Basic?
The fuck are they
fuck
mixing
you.
In there?
Fuck you.
They're doing one of these. Cold
you mean to tell me it doesn't melt when you take
never
it out?
Never
right.
That's because you never put a quarter in their tip jar and you never heard their music. That's why.
Exactly. I used to work at Baskin Robbins.
Oh, it's a
oh,
Cold
did
Stone.
You? That's cool.
And you threw all those for what reason?
Because you didn't say Cold Stone. I got upset.
And you threw that for what?
I have an obsession with Cold Stone. And
what,
because
you love to see the marshmallows mixed in. Girl, grow up. You're 27.
You don't know my gender.
I don't know your story. You know my name.
You don't
know
my
story.
Did you ever go to Bahama Bucks?
Hey!
Yes, I love the Bahamas.
My family loves Bahamas. You ever get those stamp cards that's like on your 10th one, you get a free Bahama
loyalty,
Bucks?
Loyalty.
Does anyone ever finish
I
those?
Used to get marshmallow and jungle berry.
Now you're disgusting and absolutely
it was half and
out.
Half. It was a good mix.
No, you know they have that
apologize.
Pickle juice one. Apologize.
I'll fuck with the pickle juice
pickle
one.
Pickle juice is
pickle juice, ice cream?
Pickle juice.
Have you
no,
ever had salt and
Bahama
straw?
Bucks shaved ice.
It's shaved ice.
A question for Brittany. Brittany, right here, honey.
Yes, Mariah in the back.
Have you had salt and straw out in Hollywood, California?
I haven't.
They have crazy
no.
flavors.
Ew.
Delicious.
It's gross.
They have
yes,
like
but not
this...
your.
They got like mustard and pretzels.
No,
it's
like,
never
fucking...
what you're craving.
Like olives and feta cheese.
No, or like or
They got fucking nasty flavors.
No, it's never what you're craving.
I'll do the Bavarian pretzel with beer cheese ice cream.
It's interesting.
Brittany, they got baked beans ice cream. They got baked.
No, stop. They got salt baked beans right ice cream.
That is disgusting.
That brings us to our next ad: salt and straw.
Oh my god!
Can I do mine? You wanted to rate mine? Here it is.
Ooh, oh good. My god! That was so good.
If you can't take the heat, get out the fucking kitchen, Matt King.
I think I have to put a trigger warning before each bag. Yeah,
we're gonna have to put about six in this episode.
It'll be one of our highlight reels every time Brittany burps.
Top three funniest things in my life. One is a burp take. A vomit burp take. That is one of the funniest fucking things I can think of.
What, a burp
That's
take?
That's so funny to let you
guys. Yeah, like a spit take, but a burp take?
Yeah, a burp take. Like a vomit burp take.
So.
Gag reflex.
I'm just picturing you getting nice. I'll do a scoop of the Kool-Aid and conk.
Oh, she has some afters.
Oh,
Brittany!
Do you like ice cream?
Afters. Ice cream.
What is afters?
It's good. Real.
Brittany,
so
we gotta go. We wanna take you there.
Let's go now. Shit.
Oh, there was one thing I brought that you wanted me to bring.
You had Lady Diana trivia on there.
You got a gift for Brittany?
We brought it up three times.
I don't have a gift. We can make it seem like a gift because I'm
Matt
really
brought
proud
this up
it.
The last few podcasts and we never put a picture of it to keep you
what
guys
are you digging up?
Oh, on. You brought it.
What are you digging
up? Matt brought his watercolor.
My first
picture.
Watercolor.
Oh!
I know you're a big art history buff.
That's more vibrant than I thought.
Oh.
You did your research.
Well, no, I art history is the one subject I always wanted to take in high school or in college,
yes,
but
bitch.
I took AP psychology and that satisfied my humanities course, so I wasn't able to take art history, but I've been getting into watercolors.
That's
lately.
Actually
really
hold it
like
up.
That.
You're covering it. You're
hold
covering
it. Up.
It.
Oh. Hold it up.
I know, I'm like Matt's acting
so
like
shy.
It's saying something.
So
it's
shy.
A little cottage. That's
yeah, it's
so
a little cottage. Cute. It's really cute.
You're going to have to change the focus on it to get
you
it.
You should paint everybody's house and give them a little gift. It'd be cute.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that would actually be really cool. You should make it big enough where we can hang it up.
So good.
Oh, my God. I got to go to the bathroom.
Ew.
Wait, can we close it, Zane? God. Zane, just say goodbye. Say goodbye. On that note. On that note,
Brittany, that's for you, baby. I know you like that because he loved peeing and pooing so much.
That's gonna push her over the edge.
She got that pee pee cocky humor.
Pee pee cocky. Did you make? Oh my god, Brittany, did you make on the couch? Did you make?
Did you make pee pee cocky?
Did you pee pee cocky on the couch?
He's all pissed.
Ew!
All
pissed on your couch. I'm about to pee.
It's so funny.
I'm actually about to piss because
he looks so disgusted when he does.
All right. Oh
I'm gonna switch our mics. I'm gonna switch our mics for
I don't
next
know
episode.
He goes like this. He takes the fucking protector off
okay,
and puts it on mine.
He gets pink eye.
All right. That's it for the episode today. Thank you guys so much for watching. As always, if you guys haven't tried our coffee yet, we are fully restocked right now. We have everything. We have everything available right now. Go to Komoda.com to try it out.
Take it.
Come on, we need your face in it. Show the people.
This shit, where's the Tahitian vanilla?
This shit's my shit.
This shit is fucking delicious.
There you go.
Me and Sarah drink this.
Guys, you can check out the audio every single Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever, and the video every single Tuesday on our YouTube channel. We also have the highlight channel that is out right now, so make sure to check that out as well.
YouTube.com/unfilteredhighlights. We post on there every day.
And everybody say thank you, Brittany.
Thank you, Brittany.
We love you.
This was so fun.
Sugar, this was the best episode we've ever had.
7 hours of footage.
I thought you were about to say 7 out of 10. That was great.
This is a great podcast experience. This was so much fun.
This is one of my favorite episodes.
This was phenomenal.
Yeah.
I'll throw up and cry. I pissed a little bit in my pants. I'm not going to lie.
Okay, well,
get off
pee,
the couch.
So.
All right, let's go. All right.
Bye, guys.
Y'all got Clorox or what?
We're going to need some bleach.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right here,
right now. It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.